Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our risen and ascended Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about the words of the gospel that we just heard, a rather long portion a few moments ago, with just these few verses. Jesus went on to say, countries will fight each other, kingdoms will attack one another, there will be terrible earthquakes, famines, and plagues everywhere. There will be strange and terrifying things coming from the sky. Before all these things take place, however, you will be arrested and put into prison. You will be persecuted. You will be handed over to be tried in synagogues and be put into prison. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my sake. But not a single hair from your heads will be lost. Stand firm, and you will save yourselves. Our text. Interruptions can be a pain, can't they? You're watching some exciting movie on TV, and the story is getting really exciting, and then, before you know it, there's a commercial. Or you decided it's a good time to answer all those emails that have been stacking up on my laptop. And then somebody in the family decides they can't find something and they need your help or want something to eat because they're hungry or they just want to talk. And your good intentions are shot. Sometimes, though, interruptions initially annoying can be significant. Pastor, a friend of mine tells about an experience some years ago. It's happened quite some time ago. When he was leading the youth group of his congregation in a little Bible study Sunday evening, and his cell phone rang. He had one of those brick-type cell phones, you know, the old kind. Tells you how long ago this was. And he was at first kind of grabbed his phone, and he said, I wasn't going to answer, but then I just decided to do it. And he could tell that some of the youth were a little annoyed that he would leave the room and answer this phone when he was in a heated discussion with the kids. When the pastor came back, just as the group was leaving for the evening, he told the group that the young man that he spoke to, he didn't know. But he wanted to talk to somebody, he said, and he called our number because it was in the local newspaper. He wanted to talk to someone to give them sort of a last chance to help him decide whether he wanted to give his life up by himself or not to commit suicide. The interruption to that meeting stopped the man's intentions. True story. The whole story of the Bible can be looked at from the viewpoint of interruptions. The devastating effects of sin interrupted the harmony of life in the garden with Adam and Eve. Sin interrupts God's plans for the whole world. And so God interrupts our world and sin by becoming human and living among us, living a life filled with grace and truth, and he dies for us. Jonah was fleeing from God who ordered him to go to the city of Nineveh and preach the good news of repentance there. Preach to some pretty sinful people. Noah's escape was interrupted by God's big fish that swallowed him. And while in the belly of the fish, Jonah repented and then went to Nineveh. God's people were caught in sin, were drifting away from their Heavenly Father. And so he sent the prophets to interrupt their drift away and bring them back to a relationship with their Creator and their Savior. The gospel story about Jesus is one of interruptions. The announcement of the birth of Jesus interrupts a young girl's plans for marriage. The silence of that night of the birth is interrupted when angels announce the birth to the shepherds. J- Jesus' sermon is interrupted by a man with an evil spirit. The sermon gives way to the power of God, which interrupts the power of Satan in that man's life. And with just one word from Jesus, the evil spirit is cast off. As the disciples are strolling into the town of Nain, enjoying a casual talk with their teacher and listening intently to what he has to say, they're interrupted by the loud wailing and crying as a group of mourners pass by. Death is always a powerful interrupter of our plans. And the funeral procession and the mourners with their grief are interrupted as Jesus stops the procession and gives the dead man his life once again, and gives a promise that all who believe will one day experience the same interruption of death when we are raised from the dead to eternal life. A traitor friend of Jesus who needs to go and sell his Lord for the price of a slave interrupts that celebration with Jesus of the Passover. And that same traitor and some armed guards interrupt Jesus' prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane. And finally, the sadness, the confusion after Jesus' death is interrupted by the news that he has risen. His tomb is empty. Interruptions are events in your life and mine that can't be forced back any more than you can keep the ocean from coming up to the shore. In my ministry, I've seen a good share of interruptions in people's lives. Let me just share a couple of them that touched my life. A young woman just graduated from a high school a few weeks before is killed when the bike she's riding is sideswiped by a semi as she's on her way to work. A young mother with an infant daughter dies of cancer. An 8-year-old runs out into the street chasing his soccer ball, looking one way but not the other, and the other way was the way a speeding car was rolling down the street. Without a doubt, some interruptions are extremely painful in our lives. On the other hand, it's true, too, that interruptions can bring joy. The Holy Spirit touches the life of a high school junior, and somehow that young man sees the need to walk with the Lord. And it happens. We see that happen. The birth of a baby interrupts the life of a couple, but it's the interruption they've been waiting for. Today's gospel text makes us aware of the interruption that will affect the whole world. Jesus is leaving the temple in Jerusalem, chatting with the disciples, and they're remarking on how marvelous that structure was. And indeed it was one of Herod's crowning examples of architecture and building. And as they're looking around at this magnificent structure, he tells the disciples that this grand monument is going to be destroyed. And we know that happened at the hand of the Romans. But even if the Romans hadn't touched the building, touched a stone, earthquakes, storms, fire, plain old neglect would have taken its toll on the temple. And the history of the temple would be brought to an end, and it was. Jesus goes on to say that everything we cherish in this world, every institution, every tradition, every treasure we count on, everything we store up will be interrupted and brought to an end. Wars, earthquakes, famines, disasters wrought by nature, persecutions when family members rise up against other family members, all this stuff will interrupt our way of life and the peace we enjoy. We can see that happening in our world today. Students go off to school early in the morning, and there's a shooting, and lives are lost. And the safety in our world and our communities becomes a very fragile thing, can be easily interrupted by terrorism or robbery or fear. The place that Christ had in the hearts of the people of the nation seems to have disappeared and been interrupted and replaced by other religious values that could easily be understood as Christian, but they're hardly that. The interruptions that you and I experience in our personal lives on an almost daily basis are reminders that things in this world are very uncertain. And we are reminded that our own life will be interrupted, and there will come a time in the history of the world when that world history will be interrupted, and that last day will come and the world will pass away. When you think about it, the interruptions that you and I experience can make us feel very uncertain and insecure. But I want to make it clear to everyone here this morning that there is one thing that will never be interrupted, and that is the love of our Heavenly Father that He has for us, for you and me. St. Paul says, neither life nor death, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Whoever believes and trusts in Jesus' saving work on the cross, and whoever holds the hand of the good shepherds as they walk life's journey and listens to that shepherd's voice and follows his ways, when everything else passes by and passes away, will receive that crown of eternal life. Even though the history of the world will be interrupted, nothing will be able to interrupt the love of God that he has for us through his son Jesus. The Bible clearly tells us that the saving work of Jesus endures for all time, and that God has promised that because of Jesus, he will not hold our sins against us, and that he has established an eternal covenant, a covenant of love with you and me, that he will stand beside us and help us no matter what kind of interruption will disrupt our lives. He sealed that covenant with us when with water and word we were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he assures us of that promise of Jesus' fulfillment on the cross every time we come to the Lord's table and receive in bread and wine the very body and blood given and shed for you and me for the forgiveness of sins. Nothing can destroy that truth. All kinds of disasters may, probably will happen in our lives, but one fact stands forever. God loves us, and his saving work will never be interrupted. Now, when Jesus could see only death interrupting his life on the earth, he turned to his heavenly Father in prayer. And he was led to see in that Garden of Gethsemane that there was no way he could avoid what was about to happen. But he was strengthened by his Father in heaven and enabled to endure the cross and the shame because the Father was with him and has promised to be with you and me in the disasters and in the interruptions that come in your life and in mine. Every possession, every power and authority, everything that we cherish in this world will disappear someday. Either at a time of our death or at the time when Jesus comes again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, as we confess in our creeds. But what will not disappear is this: God's kingdom and our place in it as citizens and heirs of eternal life. The words of the psalm can be very helpful with us here for us as we travel through our daily lives, facing those interruptions from day to day. The words of Psalm 46 go something like this: We will not be afraid, even if the earth is shaken and mountains fall into the ocean and depths, even if the seas roar and rage and the hills are shaken by violence. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And in the meantime, we need to deal with the interruptions that take place in our lives every day, especially those interruptions that bring us grief and fear. You know, the Apostle Paul had to deal with stuff like that, those kinds of interruptions, shipwreck, jail, hostile people, sickness, all interrupted him in his ministry to share the word that God had given him to tell the good news. But nothing interrupted his trust in Jesus. May God grant that the Holy Spirit would interrupt every sin, every temptation, every fear and doubt, and remind us every day that God's love for us is uninterruptible. And grant that our faith, our commitment, may be as uninterruptible as God's commitment to us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. We stand for prayer.